Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jones got really sick when he took the COVID vaccine, couldn't fight, but he's going to be doing a big bout this Friday at the Marriott here in downtown Austin. I'm told Joe Rogan's going to be there. I just got invited to it. I may actually go to that, but he's going to be with us, come up in about 10, 15 minutes in studio to talk about his experience and what happened to him. Again, I appreciate Joe Rogan telling me about this, or I wouldn't have known about it because the media covers this stuff up. Let's go ahead and take more of your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Texas. Scott in Texas and Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? Alex, a couple weeks ago you were getting a little down. Seems like you're doing a lot better, but I wanted to just let you know that reinforcements are arriving. The truth community is growing, getting stronger, getting bigger. Quite amazing looking on the sidelines, watching it. A few months ago I told you about the Grand Theft World podcast. Well, come to find out that it has Richard Grove in it, and he was on your show a decade ago, and the work he's doing, it's just incredible. One doctor that he aired was Dr. Fleming. I think David Icke would thoroughly enjoy what he's showing, proving that there is a virus, so maybe you can reach out to him and tell him to look into this podcast as well. It's just amazing information that I think y'all would both appreciate.
I totally agree, brother. What else is your take on reinforcements arriving? Because I am seeing a huge awakening out there.
It's everywhere. Here in West Texas, there's like maybe 5% of the people here wear masks. Like, it's just, like you said, the Great Awakening. Like, I hear everyone talk about the Great Awakening. It's incredible to watch. I see your stickers all over the place. So I'll go into restaurants and stalls and just see banned out video written there. I write them there as well, but I'm not the only one around here doing that. So it's happening, and you were like, you were one of the first initial ones to wake people up, like James Corbett or Richard Grove, or I mean, Jared Bros. There's the Greater Reset happening this week, which that should be incredible. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, I haven't. Somebody should tell me about it. In fact, tell me about it.
They have it's a whole week. I believe it starts tonight. It goes until Friday or Saturday. They have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Cahill. I believe Tenpenny is going to be in there. Derek Bros, Brian Christensen from The Last American Vagabond, Richard Grove speaking. I believe Corbett's talking. It's everyone in the truth community anyone that somebody is going to be there. Ricky Verandez, like, everybody is going to be there. It's amazing. It's a good setup.
All right, brother, beautiful. I'll have to look into that. I tell you, Kennedy Jr. has given speeches like a million people in Germany and stuff. The system's really scared. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and take another call as we go to break here in about a minute and a half. Let's talk to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild.
Hola, Mr. Chainbreaker. I was wondering why Trump acted the way he did with the coronavirus and vax saga and wanted to bounce these theories off you. First, not a lot of people talk about that Trump's grandpa, Frederick Trump, died from the 1918 Spanish flu, which made Donald Trump's dad, Fred Trump, take over the family business at 12 years old or 14. Therefore, Trump may have a predisposition of fear of the same.
That's a fact. Roger Stone's told me privately stuff, not a lot, but it's also public. Trump has been a major germaphobe, but he got over it in recent years, but yes.
Okay, my other wilder conspiracy theory that hasn't been discussed is that it's the same thing that happened to Tito in Yugoslavia, where in a nutshell, Tito was replaced with a body double by Stalin in revenge for selling Russian rocket designs to JFK. I was wondering if the same thing happened to Trump when he could have been replaced when he went in for COVID treatment. If you could take a look at his thickness, size, and change in that span, let alone his change in tone and rhetoric, maybe he was just contaminated by the swamp or morphed into a politician.
Man, I got to tell you, I've met Trump and I saw him again on the 6th. It's the same dude. But all questions are good to ask. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and KF Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tuesday live feed, globalists begin forced segregation. Vax, anti-vax in Chicago. They're announcing the same thing in Europe. And they want to check an app to make sure you've been injected before you can go in. And they say those that have been injected will get better seats at baseball games and football games and, I guess, the fights. But not if Dana White has his way. He says 100% open or he's not bringing his fights to your town. Speaking of fights to your town, Craig Jones, internationally ranked BJJ black belt, one of the top grapplers in the world, is going to be in studio with us. There's a big event coming up this Friday. He'll tell you about that in studio coming up here in just a moment. And I didn't know Eddie Bravo was going to be in town. I think he's going to be in town. My good buddy Eddie, I got to give him a call. I've been so lucky to know those guys forever, but I just got a chance to meet Mr. Jones. All right, let's go ahead and take more phone calls here. Who's been holding the longest? That would be DJ in New York. DJ, thanks for calling. What's your view on all this craziness?
Well, I really like to focus on my pitch on nanotechnology related to AI. I've called you before. I'm the guy whose uncle is dying from the Pfizer shot. I called you last week. I don't really want to focus on too much on that right now. I really want to focus on nanotechnology from my own experience having Morgellons and knowing that it's AI control, because that's our real enemy. That's the thing that needs to be witnessed about in what we're dealing with, because the nanotechnology is the mechanism through the 5G that they're able to control us, and the AI controlled by demons is the way that they're going to bring us down. Now, there are a couple of people that are very familiar with this that you need to have or you should have on your show. And one of them is a German scientist named Harald Kohler. And that's H-A-R-A-L-D, his first name, not O. And so he, along with Celeste Solem, are two good people to talk to about the effects of the nanotechnology and how it's controlled by...
All right, I will. I'm going to a lot of calls. I appreciate your call, sir. Look, I know that it can grow prions in the brain, which are crystals. And I know they're pushing and they know it hurts us. I don't know about them controlling our minds with things like that, though they say they want to put nanotech in our body that does control our brain. Klaus Schwab has said that. He says next he wants an implantable chip to prove you're vaccinated, but that's the next step. So, as crazy as it all sounds, they're definitely pushing it. Sure. Yeah, there's one of the studies. Thank you, DJ. Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Corey in California. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey there, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Good phone. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll be talking quick. I got a lot to say. First, I want to say that Brother Alex, you led me to Jesus. Whether or not you'll accept my gratitude for this, I know that the Father's working through you.
I do accept your gratitude, brother. I just appreciate you. Go ahead.
All right. Firstly, I'd like to restate the skeleton key, which I came to understand through listening to InfoWords. The trinity of a human being is of an eternal soul, which come directly from the creator of all that is, who came here as Jesus Christ to lead, guide, and direct us, and has endowed us with inalienable free will. This axiomatic understanding forms a good starting point for action. And thus, on this ice cream truck obscenity, this is an example of something that only someone completely asleep or possessed would be unable to recognize as abject evil. I do want to mention something about
sleep. I mean, yeah, it's literally luring children to give them an experimental shot without parental consent, and the police are on the news saying, you don't need parental consent. I looked up the Canadian law. It's the same as ours. It's illegal. They're committing crime en masse to train us that they can do what they want. That's called a takeover.
It's satanic, Alex. And what we have to remember is all the worldly power they have, the one thing they do not have, the Holy Spirit. They do not have Jesus Christ. They do not have the Creator. That's where we come from. And then I want to mention about sleep. Sometimes when you're sleeping, it's very hard to wake up. And the deeper the sleep, the harder that awakening is. And there's a time for air horns, which frankly I think that we are at. And there is time for kind, gentle guidance. And I ask that when dealing with the deeply asleep, we remember our common origin when acting. This origin is...
Sir, I love you to death, but you're reading off a piece of paper. I got to get to a lot of calls here, okay? I opened the phones up about the ice cream trucks, about Facebook specifically saying... We are going to suppress real damage from vaccines. We're going to cover up crimes. And I'm not mad. It's just that when I say open phones, that's whatever you want to talk about. But I really wanted to get into the COVID push and the big takeover. Thank you for the call. I promise you to a lot of calls. We're going to get to them. Let's go to Dan in Canada on the ice cream trucks for kids, trying to lure them in for these dangerous shots. What's your view?
Yeah, Alex, I don't even recognize my country anymore, man, up here. Like, honestly, like, my wife and I, we grew up in a Canada that was free. You know, we enjoyed the people, we enjoyed nature here, we enjoyed everything. We're trapped in our houses. Our kids are killing themselves on an unprecedented level. I'm mad as hell about it, and there's so many of us that are mad as hell about it, but we're in the minority up here, so I'm afraid nothing's going to change until people really start waking up and letting their voices be heard. And that's why I'm glad I got to talk to you today. I've been listening to you for the past 20 years up here, but I'm calling on our American brothers and our sisters down there to let people like Doug Ford and Christine Elliott and all the other politicians up here that are killing us more than helping us, let them know how you feel. Let them know that you support us and let them know that this has to end, because this is anti-human and this is not right. And I see my kids with their heads down their beds on a sunny day. They're depressed. They don't want to go outside. I've had enough of it, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
That's the thing. They program people to become shut-ins, especially children. This is extremely abusive. It was all written up by the big psychological warfare bureaus via the UN, whether you're in Australia or whether you're in Canada or whether you're in Europe or areas of the U.S. It's all standardized Milgram experiment to see what they can do based on the fraudulent PCR test. So in Germany, anytime they want to lock somebody down, they just turn the PCR test up and say, this week we'll count it at 40 cycles, making everybody positive. Then if you've had the shot, they turn it down to 28, where no one's positive. It's all premeditated cult programming. We're inside the leftist cult. Thanks for the call. And they didn't set this up with brainwashing at universities and anti-God, anti-family, racial division for no reason, just to do that at universities. They're launching it out into every business, every facet of life, to see if other people will comply with bringing in the AI, global cashless society, worldwide social credit score. It's here. This is it. And you see the places that were traditionally more free didn't do it because people didn't go along. Wherever people go along, it never ends because they want a post-human world. China has now doubled and tripled its profits. The big banks have in the last year. The West is going bankrupt. Biden has announced they're not going to allow any mining of rare earth minerals in the U.S. with executive power. They're now announcing gas prices are going to have a new tax put on it. It's designed to smother us and transfer our jobs to China. All right, we still got loaded phone lines here because there's other callers hanging up, more call in. I'm going to cram in one more before we go to break. Dave in Kansas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Just a simple question, I guess. And it's why is the media pivoting. 12 months ago, 12 whatever it was, they said, "Oh no, it was the virus never came from Wuhan P4 lab." So, what is your end game in finally admitting that it will?
I'm going to have the crew remind me to do the first 5 minutes of the next hour only on this. And remind me, guys, I'm going to do it because I only have a minute till we go to break. It's such a big question, but that's a very complex question. Because it was already coming out, because they can't stop the truth coming out, because so many scientists looked at the virus and said it was man-made, and because China made a deal with the globalists to launch this to only get rid of Trump. Now China and the left are trying to get the West permanently closed to have China totally dominate now, and in the global balance of power, they want a bipolar world, not a unipolar world, and so they don't want Europe and the U.S. completely defeated yet. And so China and a certain faction of China files have over-leveraged this and used it not to bring in the world government, but to bring in a planetary system run by the dragon. And so now this is reverse leverage back on them. Does that make sense?
Sir, I'd be...
Hold on, don't hang up. If you're still there, hold on, I got to go to break. These are hard...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones in studio, and Joe Rogan's a big fan of his. I'm told Joe's going to be at one of his big matches at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Austin this Friday, and I guess I might try to go to that. I want to go, but I might end up having too much fun. Craig Jones is an Australian grappler and Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt under the Lackland Gills, who competes for the Absolute MMA Academy and the Sports International Circuit. Did I butcher that, or is that right?
It's close. So Lachlan Jones used to be my coach, and now I train in the U.S. in Puerto Rico with John Danaher.
That's awesome. Jones would later cement his status as one of the best grapplers of the generation by winning numerous prestigious events, including multiple belt titles in the Polaris International Promotion. And Craig Jones BJJ on Instagram. So it's good to have you here.
Good to be here, man.
Yeah, I mean, Joe's a big fan of yours. He's like, man, this guy's one of the best guys in the world. Look, he got all sick on the damn vaccine.
Yeah, it was pretty rough for a couple of weeks there. So I got the vaccine just because obviously my family's in Australia, parents, brother and stuff. So I assumed I would need it to travel. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Well, just tell people what's happened in Australia, what that's been like. One of the most lockdown places ever. I mean, they're going back to the old prison colony for a while.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, I mean, if I were to go back now, I would be locked in hotel quarantine for a full 14 days. Yeah, there's no way around it. You have to pay for the quarantine yourself. So, yeah, pretty brutal.
And then, so you decided to, which injection did you get?
So I went with the Pfizer injection. I was in Vegas and they just had those mass injection facilities. So I went in there to get it done. And then probably 48 hours later, it sort of went south for me.
What did it feel like?
So obviously fever and stuff. They said that was normal, but then my armpits swelled up. And then obviously you saw the video. I had this like fluid retention in my stomach, and that was for 3-4 days at least. Felt like I was pregnant.
Yeah, guys, roll that video from his Instagram if you can. I'm just over yet. There it is.
Yeah. So that was it was pretty concerning. I mean, I saw a medic about it. He didn't seem too concerned with it, but yeah, very, very uncomfortable. I actually was meant to compete in Austin, and I had to pull out because of this. So I got the COVID vaccine and maybe miss out on the grappling match, which we're going to try and rebook.
Have you heard about how the Pfizer shot and others are causing women to grow tumors?
I haven't, no.
That's pretty serious, but also men are getting basic cancer from it. But they're saying, oh, don't worry about this type of cancer. Everything's okay. I'm not joking.
Oh, I regret it now.
Well, I mean, you're probably going to be all right. Did you take one shot or two shots?
Only the first. After the first, and there were a lot of people telling me that the second shot's typically worse.
Oh, yeah.
The first shot scared me out of getting that second one. So I guess I got it for no reason because I still won't be able to travel after just one shot.
Well, here's the thing. It's color of law. They're lying to you. If you have a PCR test, they have to let you fly. They're supposed to turn the PCR test down to 28. At 40, most of them are false positive. So it's all a robot scam. That's why it's good that you're here to explain this to people because we can use you as a teaching example. They're trying to get everybody on board for mandatory vaccines. But if you've ever had COVID, you shouldn't take the vaccine because it can kill you. They admit all that. So the idea that everybody can even take a regular vaccine is a lie.
I had COVID as well, and I told them I had COVID, and they just still gave me the vaccine.
Oh, that's why you got sick from the first shot, probably, yes.
Yeah, I think that must be it. Joe messaged me, actually. Joe was like, yeah, man, if you've had COVID, definitely don't get the vaccine.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, Joe knows quite a bit about this. He says on air, oh, I'm just a talk show host, but, you know, don't listen to me, but yeah, I don't think young, healthy people should take the shot. Well, that's what scientists are saying.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was just basically I wanted to travel, but if you're saying, yeah, PCR test, I'm just hoping when I go back to Australia eventually they don't lock me up for 2 weeks in the quarantine.
Well, all you got to do is, in the future, have a doctor say, you already had COVID, you had a violent response to the shot, you should not take any more COVID vaccines, and then that's on them. The establishment's not taking these shots. They're all getting on private jets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be good if I could do that and bypass it.
Well, but you see what they're doing. They're setting the precedent to put experimental shots in our bodies. That violates the Nuremberg Code.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But listen, a lot of people are going to end up watching this that are into MMA, and I just want to try to inform them about their rights because they're lying to everybody. Even in communist China, the vaccines are not mandatory.
Really?
No.
I think Australia is definitely going to be mandatory, unfortunately. But
That's because they think the public will put up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine, what about the folks that are dying when they take it?
I haven't heard about that. Is that pretty common?
Oh, a lot of folks have died. But then they say, well, we're not doing an autopsy, and we're not sure that killed them. But yeah, they take it and have a heart attack about a day later and die.
Is that a lot of people that have already had COVID as well?
They don't know because they don't test to see if you've had it. But yes, if you've already had COVID and you take it, the discoverer of HIV, who's a top virologist, Nobel Prize winner, he says that will cause you to have basically a heart attack and die. It causes the heart to swell up.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely.
I wish I knew this before.
We can show you a bunch of these people that have died. That lady's organs liquefied after she took it.
Liquefied?
30-something years old.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You know, it's good to have you here, Craig. Tell us about the fight that's coming up this Friday.
This Friday, yeah. So I'm actually filling in my teammate, Gordon Ryan. He's considered the best grappler in the world. He's having some stomach issues, not related to COVID or anything, like some gastroparesis. He actually might have to retire young because of it. But he pulled out of this event, so I'm jumping in. Again, I wanted to jump in because I ruined the last event by getting the COVID vaccine and having to pull out. So I'm going up against a guy called Luis Panza. We'll have it on Friday night at the Marriott. Hoping to see you there. I think Joe, Eddie's coming. Eddie's got a student competing. A few of my teammates are competing too. I've got Damian, Nikki, and Taza competing. But it should be a very cool show. You'll be able to see it on Flow Grappling.
Again, tell folks where they can see it.
Flowgrappling.com, like a subscription website. But yeah, it should be a very fun card.
Well, so how did you get into grappling?
I got into grappling probably, I can't even remember. Like when I was a kid, like a cousin used to teach jiu-jitsu and it was just sort of something fun to do. But luckily as a sport girl, I was able to turn into a career. Have you ever tried jiu-jitsu? I remember hearing.
No, like, I'm out of shape.
I remember you talking about on Rogan about you choking people out in high school.
Well, that was us doing it to each other just for fun.
Where did you learn that?
I forget. Just somebody was like, hey, have you done this? And we started doing it to each other. I think it was in junior high.
How many times did you get choked down?
A few. You'd have like a really cool dream, like a hallucination real fast, and then like wake up.
I've only been choked out one time, and I remember I woke up for 10 seconds, didn't know who I was, where I was. Kind of real strange experience.
Yeah, it's kind of like getting, kids, don't try this at home. Like, I probably shouldn't even have told that story. Joe's like, that's why you're so interesting, Alex. Yeah, I've been, I don't want to say knocked out, but I've been piled right into cement, too. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
I was about 15.
Who did that to you?
It was this guy's brother started a fight with me before, and I, like, broke his nose. Then his older brother was, like, the state wrestling champion in his weight and just grabbed me in a parking lot and slammed my head in the ground.
Did it knock you out?
Nope. I saw a lot of scars and stuff, and then I didn't think anything was going to happen, so I jumped on top of him and crushed his larynx, and he had to get a tracheotomy. They put him in an ambulance. I went to jail for that, but they let me out.
You went to jail for it?
Yeah, because he was in the ambulance. They had to do a tracheotomy on him.
So you took out the younger brother and the older brother?
His older brother or cousin, I jumped on top of him.
Oh, shit. You must have a strong strong chin.
Well, yeah. That was a long top. That was my head.
The head, yeah.
I got about 10 stitches on top of my head from.
So that.
Like, you're the tough guy. You'll beat me up. That was a long time ago.
That's
I grew up in Dallas. There's a lot of fighting in Dallas. Anyways, let's not. I can't even walk across the hall right now. So I'm like an old man here, 47. Enough about me. In fact, that's a fiction story. It's not true, folks. None of it's true.
The pile driver defense.
Oh God! The guy was like, "You said such my cousin or brother or whatever." I was like, "What?" I was like, "Bam!" Head in the ground.
I can't believe.
And the guy was like standing there, and I got up like bleeding. I was like,
"I can't believe it didn't knock you out. That would knock me out."
Well, he stood there looking at it like it was. It didn't knock me out. I was lucky. I've been lucky. I don't think I've ever been knocked out. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. the tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. And Winter Sun for your immune system, it's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Studio with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We had a caller earlier that asked me why they pivoted on the Wuhan lab story after denying that it could have been man-made or come from a lab, even though we know it did. We know the people in the lab got sick. We know that you can scan the virus and see it's man-made. Why are they pivoting now? And the answer is, I don't know. I've got a lot of ideas, but I just know that scientists and people I trust that have been very accurate that I've known for 20 years, like Dr. Francis Boyle laid it all out in January of last year and on my show in February. And top institutes in Australia, in India, in France that have CRISPR gene editing systems read the virus and said it's 5 viruses combined. That's why when Australia had their own vaccine, people were getting HIV positive who took it, though they didn't actually have HIV. The virus has an HIV shell on it, or delivery system, the spike protein is.
to get through the mucous membrane in the nose and infect people or through other mucous membranes with this delivery system. And so why do you think the media has gone from saying it didn't come out of a lab, wasn't the China virus, when Trump had the intel, we had the intel even before him? Why do you think, Mr. Jones, that's happening?
I honestly have no idea. That's why I was coming to you. I really got interested in it after the vaccine stuff started going down, obviously with the side effects with me. But, yeah, I wanted to know what your perspective was, whether what the science is saying, whether it's man-made or not.
The science says it's definitely man-made. And that way, Gates, who funded it, and Fauci, who funded it, and the NIH can own it. It was illegal to do the development of gain-of-function here in the U.S. It was being done at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It got transferred in 2015 to Wuhan, so they were just using China to build it. I think so when the deep state released it, the UN released it, they could then blackmail China and basically threaten China to do what they wanted at the UN level, or they would release the fact that it was a weapon. But I don't personally think Communist China itself released it. The globalists released it to put China in the driver's seat, and so they would remain open while we actually closed. But again, the globalists control China. I don't think China themselves did it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But again, I'm speculating there. We know it's man-made. We know they lie about how deadly it is. We know that the PCR test, again, for someone who's not vaccinated, they say is 40 times. That shows a false positive. If you've been vaccinated, they set it to 28, so you always have a false negative. I mean, they're engineering the fraud in front of us.
You mentioned Bill Gates there. Why do you think the media has taken Bill Gates down recently?
Well, I mean, a lot of this is the government's not a monolithic thing, and the corporations aren't a monolithic thing. And a lot of people in government, even billionaires and people that are powerful, it's hard for them to believe this has all happened. But we were able to prove it to them, and others were, and we explained that they were never going to stop the collapse and the power grab until it comes out that it was done deliberately. And so I've called for Gates to be indicted for crimes against humanity. I've called for Fauci to be indicted for crimes against humanity, for there to be Nuremberg trials. And I've also, you know, his fact that he was involved with Epstein and sex trafficking, from our information, needs to come out, and that is going to come out. And so I think you've got a power struggle inside the corridors of power because they tried to use big tech to suppress the truth. They launched the attack to try to bring in their UN control, but I think it's failing. And so they're hedging their bets now in case it all comes out to burn Gates and Fauci. But it actually goes much higher than them. It's these people right here. So that's the World Eugenics Society.
So you think they're going to take out Fauci next?
I don't know if they're going to take him out where he gets indicted or convicted. That may happen. But he's certainly going to be a pariah and convicted in public. There's a bigger global force that wants a worldwide ID and wants forced inoculation. It just doesn't want China and the UN in the driver's seat completely, because then it would get out of control. So it's balancing between the U.S. and Europe and China and the UN and all the different factions. And so China was trying to keep us closed through their leftist arms. And the globalists don't want them closed or us closed. They only wanted to get the straitjacket on and have us reopen. The China faction was trying to keep us closed, and so now pressure is being reapplied to the Chinese agents, which Gates is a Chinaphile, and to Fauci. Because, again, they've gotten a little too big for their britches. There are bigger spiders back behind the curtain that are actually controlling it all.
So you think Bill Gates will be prosecuted for the Epstein stuff?
Well, he'll have to step down from his foundation, and he won't be running the Carnegie Endowment and the IBM Endowment for World Population Reduction anymore. I mean, he's been actually the head since about 1998 of the World Depopulation Society.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they give each other awards, and so he's been in charge since then. And they see his handling. Here's the biggest thing. They executed this, and it got out of control, and hasn't gone as well as they wanted. And so any general that, tell like Hitler, the first couple of years of his war went well. Later, it didn't go well. Well, this is already, I mean, they knew it wouldn't go well in 5-6 years, but they'd already have a total police state in place and robots instead of troops in place that will follow orders. But their program is falling apart faster than they thought it would. And so the Klaus Schwab Great Reset has been a big failure. It was very successful up front, but again, it kind of bogged down in the mud, to use a Napoleon analogy or a Hitler analogy going into Russia. Is the allegory I would use. And so let's just say the Russian winter has come to their offensive if you want to use a Russian parallel. And you notice Australia is getting in war footing with China right now.
Yeah, a lot of action down there, Ram.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of... China was supposed to only have control of rare earth minerals in a big global treaty they had, an unofficial corporate treaty that's been implemented through the IMF, World Bank, and the WTO. And now you notice that they're breaking that agreement, and they are militarily taking over. So the deal was the West will be the military, China will be the economic power, world government will swing according to those two multipolar worlds. And China has gone for takeover, and so they're now being basically isolated. Now, here it is, exclusive. Biden looks abroad for electric vehicle metals, blow to U.S. miners, says U.S. mines will not be allowed to mine for rare earth minerals. Only China can. That's Reuters. Well, see, that's them protecting China because Biden's a Chinese agent. Iron ore futures tumble as Chinese regulators attempt to halt commodity boom. Biden's gas tax is a pain to the pump. All of it's about shutting us down because they're all heavily invested. The globalists are in China. So there's the China faction and the other faction. But then there's also good people exposing it. So now that it's coming out, the other faction's going to hedge its bets and may actually burn Gates and them. Hell, we may go to war with China. They may bring out that China did this with Gates. You'll see Gates and Fauci arrested, and we'll go to war with China.
China is very hostile towards Australia right now.
Well, that's because they're going to, the globalists are going to use, I say we, the Americans, are part of the global system. I'm not part of it, we're controlled by it. But, quote, we're the West going to use Australia as the trigger for war with China.
Oh, wow. Very scary.
I'm sure you've noticed you're Australian. The real drums of war, your top generals say war is basically imminent.
Yeah, I mean, it started with a trade war, right?
Yeah. Well, China infiltrated your universities, your government tried to take over.
Yep, yeah.
And so kind of the British Commonwealth really is still in control. They kind of slap China's hand, and then China has it back down with its operatives inside. Now, they've got about half your mayors under their control.
So you really think war is going to happen?
Well, we're already in an economic war. And, again, you can claim there's one global government, but there's really not. The factions are always at war with us, always want more power. But they're, at the higher levels, at war with each other as well. Think of it as dimensional, or like levels to a house. Say it's a five-story house. You got the general starving public down more than half the world, basically a subsistence level, almost starving to death. You have a global lockdown, they starve to death by the tens of millions more. Then you kind of have the poor people of the West below that, but they're still doing better than people starving to death. Then you've got kind of the middle class, working class, blue collar up to middle class. Then you've got nouveau riche, new rich above that. Then you've got the public rich, let's say there's six stories, and then the super ultra secret rich above them. And the super ultra secret rich are very sophisticated and play all sides. And then you've got the other power structures, either a Chinese agent, a Russian agent, a U.S. agent, or maybe a corporate agent, and or a British Commonwealth agent, which is all interchanging with the U.S. That's the new Anglo-American Establishment Alliance of Cecil Rhodes and what he said about 120 years ago. And so, but at a higher level, it's actually just a handful of groups manipulating those groups against each other towards a larger plan of the future. But you're here, and I'm just ranting and raving, folks. But there's your answer. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Voglio un mercato, vuole razzi, di razzi molto servis. Voglio un amici, vuole razzi, tra di preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Craig Jones is a very interesting fellow, one of the top jiu-jitsu folks in the world. His teammate's retiring probably, so that'll make him number one. They argue who's number one. He's saying his buddy's actually better than him. But you say a lot during the breaks, but not a lot on air, and you're a great guy. So we're talking about Eddie Bravo. We were talking about you're about to also grapple with a woman that weighs 100-something pounds bigger than you, and we'll try to pull a picture of her up. So tell us all the same stuff you told me during the breaks.
All right, so Gabby Garcia is huge, the biggest grappler, biggest female grappler in the world, I would imagine. So we're talking, she's 6'4".
Can we go back? Is that a real photo? My goodness.
Yeah, 6'4", 280. There should be even a bigger photo than this, right? So she's probably, I'm going to guess, she's probably going to kill me for this, but over 280 pounds. And she's never been submitted in her whole career, I think 25 years. And she always jokes around. She's like, I'll face anyone that calls me out. So I was like, I'll jump on that opportunity.
Where do we find the photo you want to see? Because
if you go to Google Images, just Gabby Garcia, you're going to see. Let's see if we can find one where she's looking enormous.
Yeah, just show all the images, guys. Just like do Google or do DuckDuckGo and then click Images with all the images on screen. Show the search itself. There you go.
Yeah, so we're talking a huge woman. She fights MMA in Japan, and we've been going back and forth. I talk a lot of shit. Likely Japan end of the year.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean to her, but she looks like a big dude. She looks like Frankenstein.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole appeal of the match, right? Because I guess, like, it seems like...
I mean, I'll be honest. She looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. She looks like he's on juice.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not natural. So we made... We've got the tail of the tape here, right? So, yeah. Obviously, I've exaggerated a couple of those statistics. But what's funny is we put this up as a joke, but a lot of the mainstream media and stuff saw this and shared it as if it was fact.
Well, I've not seen a lot of women I thought could beat dudes, but why isn't she in the UFC? My God. Well, most of those women I see, it's like the biological male breaking the girl's face in. I was like...
Well, this is the whole thing. It's like it's a big test because like, it seems like gender's disappearing in sports. So I was like, well, we'll see how it goes down if we put the biggest woman in the world against me. I think it'll be pretty entertaining.
I'm not being mean to her, but you know, there's all those double X, double Y chromosome deals where a lot of your top athlete men actually have, you know, extra chromosome. And it looks like she's got something going on chromosomal. I mean...
What do you reckon? Would you survive the pile driver from her?
Probably not. No,
yeah, so we had a press conference here.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's Frankenstein in a wig. God, oh man.
So we had a press.
Wonder what her mom was eating.
Babies, right?
Her mom was probably living inside of your plutonium plant.
So we had the press conference, and I dressed up as the white trash outfit because I was like, it'd be a good look. If I'm facing a woman, I might as well dress like a wife beater. But, yeah, that should happen at the end of the year. But I wanted to ask you.
She looks like she's going to conk you on the head, put you over her shoulder, and take you the case. Can we put her back up, please?
What's your prediction? What's going to happen?
Well, I'm predicting that's not natural. That's what I'm predicting. Is there going to be drug testing?
Nah, there's really no drug testing at all in grappling. So, yeah, I mean, she is a freak athlete for sure. Huge. She's huge in Japan. Obviously, Japanese fans love
this. You know, it's almost like acromegaly's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a woman that big before, big, strong, jacked. She's actually signed a contract with Marvel Studios. I believe she's going to be the She-Hulk. I think she told me as well she's going to be the female Ivan Drago if they make a female Rocky movie. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, usually they find these women like G.I. Jane, and it's Demi Moore. It doesn't make sense. I would believe she would actually eat the men. Like, this is like Godzilla. Actually, you know, she could fight Godzilla, not Kong versus Godzilla, but this woman. Why did I know this woman existed?
I wonder if she's going to be... We should bring her to Who's Number One. You should meet her. Yeah, but she fights in Japan. She had an MMA fight, actually, against an old woman in Japan, like a 50-year-old woman. Crazy. I don't know if we can find that. But, yeah, I wanted to ask you, Eddie Bravo, Flat Earth. Where did this Flat Earth movement come from?
He got really big, and I don't know why Eddie stopped doing shows on it. It was really popular, but Eddie told me, he said, I'm done. I'm focusing on 10th Planet, and he said, and I'm focusing on, you know, my MMA. And I said, you know, why is your thing called 10th Planet if you don't believe in planets? He gets real mad. But Eddie's super entertaining, super funny, great guy. And last time he was here in town, I went out to dinner with him, so hopefully, yeah, I didn't know he was going to be in town. We should definitely try to get dinner or something.
You should still do. I remember on Rogan you offered to do the documentary, Eddie Bravo Finds the Edge of the World.
Well, I was dead serious. If you could get a pretty big cargo ship that's safe down in Chile, and you're only then about a half day sailing or less to Antarctica, and then during the warm season you could circumnavigate Antarctica, and I think that would be a giant film. You know, the Russians, and they pioneered it, but they have the big icebreakers. We have some too, but they keep, as part of a U.S.-UN deal, the North Pole open.
Yeah.
And so they go in circles year-round keeping it open with icebreakers. They don't have to do that at the South Pole because it doesn't completely freeze up to the borders because there's not Russia and the U.S. up there and Canada. But I would like to circumnavigate the Antarctica. They say it would take about a month to do. Nope. They say people have done it, but nobody's videotaped it. And then everybody denying it would then see the Earth is indeed a sphere.
That would be a great documentary. It's going to happen.
I used to talk to Eddie all the time. He used to call me all the time. He hardly ever calls me because we got in such arguments about this. He's still my friend. Michael Malice, I told Michael Malice, I don't think all police are bad. He got really mad at me. He won't talk to me either anymore. So I believe the Earth is flat. So Eddie Bravo will be my friend again. And I believe Michael Malice, all police are bad.
Well, you going to see him Friday night?
No, I'm joking. Me and Eddie are friends. We talk some. He calls me some. I call him some. It's just time flies. He's really busy traveling all the way. He's super successful with his 10th planet.
Yeah, 10th Planet's probably the biggest.
Or his 10th Pancake.
10th Pancake. Probably the biggest jiu-jitsu group in the world, I think, these days, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, he's killing it.
And, you know, he got trained, what, later? He was a pretty good musician.
Yeah, definitely. I remember he always used to say that music wasn't even his music was his passion. Jiu-jitsu wasn't his passion, but he still managed to dominate the jiu-jitsu world. And it really, again, wasn't even his
preference. His music's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard some of it. He used to put his music over the, he used to do a professional grappling event, and he used to put his music over the highlight reel. So, yeah, it was cool stuff for sure.
What does it do to your body, though? It's had quite a toll on him.
Oh, yeah. I'm just sore, injured, broken all the time. Obviously, came in here with a black eye, scratches. Yeah, it definitely takes a toll. I don't know how many years I'll do this for, but I definitely...
Who's your mate?
Who's my mate?
He looks like another fighter that's here.
Michael Sears?
Yeah, the grappler.
He's the promoter for the grappling event on Friday night, so he picks all the matchups.
But he's got the bulldog ears, too, so he does it.
He does? I don't even know if he does, actually. I think he just works on the thing. But it's good. You think he's looking intimidating.
So, wow, I didn't know you were facing a female incarnation of Skeletor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's like, I think she's 37 now, competing 20 years, and yeah, no woman's ever submitted her. She has lost matches, but just very, very close matches. But yeah, she fights in Japan now.
I mean, look at this black woman. Looks like a midget compared to her.
Yeah, I think, they can't really find women the same size as her. You know, obviously.
Well, you're a pretty big guy, and you look little compared to her. Can we show the photo again? Where she's right next to you, looks like she's about to carry you off.
All right, so what I did for this, we had a press conference, and we had a table in front. So anytime they made us do the face-off, I would crouch down behind the table a little bit just to...
Oh, that's why you're a little smaller. Okay. That's not the one, guys. It's the other one we found. Go back to Google Images, please. The crew does a great job. I'm just in here frustrated. I should be plugged in with a computer into the internet. That's what I should do, and then I can actually show you. It's the one we showed earlier where she's looking at him. She's looking at Jones. Like, he's looking forward. She's turned at him. Doesn't matter. Tell us, is the event sold out already?
I'm not actually sure. I think there should be tickets still available, for sure.
How do people come to this event? There it is. Good job, guys.
That's the one, yeah.
Were you crouching down there?
Yeah, just a little bit. But she is huge. Massive arms, just super, super strong.
Now, does she do the MMA where they actually strike, or does she just do the grappling?
Yeah, she does both. So she fights MMA in Japan as well. But obviously, like, Japanese, due to pro wrestling and stuff, love her. She's like a superhero.
She's like the female Andre the Giant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, massive. That's why it's going to be selling.
Okay, so people want tickets to this event at the Marriott. What's it called this Friday? Austin, Texas.
So, yeah, who's number one? It's going to be Friday night at the JW Marriott.
Is she going to be at this?
She's not going to be at this one. She was at one of the previous ones, though.
Okay, because I was probably going to go, but I want to be a good boy and not drink or anything. But if she, I got to go see this lady. Maybe. I got to admit, I'm kind of turned on by her. My wife, honey, I'm leaving you. I'm marrying her.
Maybe we got to fly her in.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I can sit on her knee.
That would be perfect.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not trying to be mean, but I mean, my goodness.
She has an OnlyFans account, you know, OnlyFans. So you could subscribe if you want to have a look.
Oh, my gosh. You know, in some pictures, she looks like a girl. In others, she looks like Frankenstein. Or is that an older photo?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
All right, Craig Jones, I'm glad Joe Rogan got us in contact together and told me about your plight with the injection. We really thank you, and good luck this Friday coming up with your raffle.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Al.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.